Thank you for calling the Dial-A Story Hotline. This is Dagon by H.P. Lovecraft. Awestruck at this unexpected glimpse into the past beyond the conception of the most daring anthropologist, I stood musing whilst the moon cast queer reflections upon the silent canal before me. Then suddenly I saw him. With only a slight churning to mark his rise to the surface, the thing slid into view above the dark waters. Vast, loathsome, it darted like a stupendous monster of nightmares to the monolith, about which it flung its gigantic scaly arms, the while it bowed its hideous head and gave vent to certain measured sounds. I think I went mad then. Of my frantic ascent of the sloping cliff, and of my delirious journey back to the stranded boat, I remember little. I believe I sang a great deal, and laughed oddly when I was unable to sing. I have indistinct recollections of a great storm sometime after I reached the boat, at any rate. I knew that I had heard peals of thunder and other tones which nature utters only in her wildest of moods. When I came out of the shadows, I was in a San Francisco hospital, brought thither by the captain of an American ship, which had picked up my boat in mid-ocean. In my delirium, I had said much, but found that my words had been given scant attention. Of any land upheaval in the Pacific, my rescuers knew nothing, nor did I deem it necessary to insist upon the thing which I knew that they could not believe. Once I sought out a celebrated ethnologist and amused him with peculiar questions regarding the ancient Philistine of legend of Dagon, the fish god, but soon perceived that he was hopelessly conventional. I did not press my inquiries. It is at night, especially when the moon is waning, that I see the thing. I tried morphine, but the drug has given me only transient surcease, and has drawn me into its clutches as a hopeless slave. So now I am to end it all, having written a full account for the information, for the contemptuous amusement of my fellow man. Often I ask myself if it could not have all been a pure phantasm, a mere freak of fever, as I lay sun-stricken and raving in the open boat after my escape of the German man-of-war. This I ask myself, but ever does there come before me a hideously vivid vision in reply. I cannot think of the deep sea without shuddering at the nameless things that may at this very moment be crawling and floundering upon its slimy bed, worshipping their ancient stone idols, and carving their own detestable likeness on submarine obelisks of water-soaked granite. I dream of a day when they may rise above the billows to drag down in their reeking talons the remnants of the puny, war-exhausted mankind. Of a day when the land shall sink and the dark ocean floor shall ascend amidst a universal pandemonium. The end is near. I hear the noise at the door, as of some immense slippery body lumbering against it. It shall not find me. God, that hand! The window! The window! That was Dagon by H.P. Lovecraft. For previous Dial-A stories, check out our archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.